Winspiration, the way to the essential. On UK Health Radio, Winspiration brings wisdom and information for an extraordinary future. Together, we can shape the world we want to live in. So let's get real and create the ideal. Be extraordinary. Welcome to our first hour together here on UK Health Radio. I am Wolfgang Sonnenburg, founder of Winspiration and the main host for these shows here. And I hope that all the content we bring will inspire you to see the world a little bit different, have a different consciousness, and start at least, if you're not doing it yet, to believe that there is an extraordinary future for us ahead, and we can create it. Extraordinary future for everyday life. It's a little bit of a paradox, but I hope over the sessions we will have a mutual understanding that we can create what we want. We are at a very special moment in the history of humanity. Deepak Chopra talked about meta-human, what we need to change now. Professor Harari, Homo Deus. Wow, what can we create? But let's face it. What is human? What is humanity? It's time for a new definition. So far, we talk about human rights. But what does that really mean? If we talk about having rights, then it's about having something. But human being, what do we really want to be? Who are we now? And who do we want to be? And what do we want to create in the future? For the future, for next generations. I believe we need to define humanity totally new. And here it comes, why we do what we do. We believe that we, in the first time on planet Earth, having the chance to really live our true self, and with the lifestyle we really want, but to live that, we need to change not just simple some beliefs. We need to change core, ground, fundamental axioms. What is really the belief we build everything on? In the past, because we were cut off from a lot of dimensions and just focusing on the 3D world, we made our fortune mainly by war and sickness. Everything was based creating war and sickness. The so-called health industry is a sickness industry. The so-called, let's defense industry is a war industry. But what if we change it and turn it around 180 degrees? What if we in the future create our wealth on peace and health? Sounds a little bit like paradise. Fantastic, fantasy. We all can agree we don't want to live in a fantasy, we want to live in the reality. But what if the past or today life is a fantasy? And so this is also to help you to see, get real and work on the ideal. Make the ideal reality. So where are our daily thoughts? How is our society system? What are companies doing at the moment? And who are we as humans? And I think as humans, we are still too animalistic, too much in fear. And fear is a fantasy. Fear is fantasy, like we often hear this, fear, false evidence appearing real. We have to change a lot in our thinking, but we know, at least all people who saw The Secret or whatever ideas they have about how is this planet on the duality level, they understand the law of polarity means where hot is cold, where dark is light, and where a problem is, there must be a solution. So even if we don't know yet and don't see the solution yet, we can be totally convinced the solution is there. There is a possibility to make this extraordinary everyday life. But what could it be? What is it what we really want to be, to do, and to have? Oh, this is what we will talk every Winspirational Hour with guests. But today is just sharing some thoughts. So what if the artificial intelligence takes all the jobs away we don't really like? What then? What is left for us? If it's not just about survival, we have enough food on planet Earth, we have enough money, we have enough resources, even energy we have enough. What we do wrong is the distribution system, how we share it, that we are still in the fighting mood, in the separation mood. So one part will be also the understanding of the oneness. We are all one society on planet Earth, one humankind. The oneness in the non-duality, but also in the understanding that we are all in the same boat. And it's crazy to fight because a boat is big enough and we could have a beautiful life. And just having a kind of beautiful life for everybody, isn't that already extraordinary? But what is a vision really for the future? How you want to be? I wrote a book, Better the Whole World Against Me Than My Soul. And in this book, I said, look at the Gaza area, Israel-Gaza. There is a fence. And on both sides, there are moms having a kid and dreaming that the kid can grow up in a world of peace and happiness. On both sides. But what happened then? A lot of mistrust, a lot of fear, and they teach to throw stones. Everywhere we see now in the world, at least if we listen to the news, gosh, is this America against China, Russia, Ukraine, or is it in the countries, black, whites, other colors, whatever. Those who are against vaccination, whatever. So many possibilities to start to fight. And everything is fear-based. What if we all can go out of fear and create? We are not creatures, we are creators. So we all together could create a future we even can't dream of yet. So that's why we start this, to help ourselves to get more information, more wisdom from people who know better already. They have experience already how to create extraordinary things. From people who understand the past, because if we don't understand the past, we have a risk to make false decisions.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Humans are not the end of evolution. We're in the process of evolution. So a little bit humbleness for that is helpful. And then the understanding, if we are not the end of evolution, what if Harari is right and says, Homo Deus, we are now there that we can create consciously the evolution we want. There's a lot of people out there teaching this today. But like even quantum physics, which is now more than 100 years, it's not really in schools, and it's not really in our conscious of everyday life what it means that the observer creates the world, that we are 100% responsible for what we create. In this context, I like the kind of joke. Jesus and an earthling are sitting on a park bench. And earthling said to Jesus, I can't understand why you allow all these bad things to happen. And Jesus, very sunny, exactly that is what I just wanted to ask you. If we get it, that we are the creator of everything, if we understand the law of cause and effect, then we don't focus so much on the effects anymore. We get not emotionally involved with the effects. We get emotionally involved with the causes, with the vision we really have for us as humans, a new humanity, a higher conscious level from where we live and plan and create. In the end, it will be also about the 3D level. We want to have things on a 3D level. Yes, we want to have a very comfortable, peaceful, maybe even luxury life here. And my definition as born in the Western world, grown up with the Christian belief that we were once in a paradise and then we fall out of the paradise, and then if you're out of the paradise, it's hard work. A lot of sweat and tears. And it's true. That's how we lived for centuries. At least those who were disconnected from other dimensions. Falling out of paradise means you're disconnected from the invisible where things are created to materialize then in this 3D world. Like we all know, rain, some days, blue sky, you don't see the rain. But you know there is something in there. And one day it comes down. It's about frequencies. If it's the water, it's different frequencies. Water can be very, very hard as ice. Higher frequency, it gets water, then steam. Oh, you don't see it anymore. But the energy is always there. You create in the invisible what you want to have on a 3D level. But if you're disconnected, then you only can work hard on the 3D level to change the hard stuff. Like if you only see ice, wow, to change those, it is really hard. If you go with some mystics, shamanic dances, they create the rain. And we all can do this. And if we all do it together, wow, what a power. And that is a problem at the moment, that too many people have a different worldview. They focus on the hard stuff. They are powered by people who want the old system, war and sickness. So that's why we will also have in the Winspirational Hours guests or myself talking about how could be a society system, the society system who supports this, create the good future, allow all bottom-up ideas really come up. So what is a society system in the future? And some say in the third millennium, governments are not top-down governments anymore, like the normal king rules, forces people, collects the taxes, can do with the money what they want to do. If they mess up, they get a higher pension or another super job. And the people are simply still slaves. And in a so-called super Western world, look at America. Wow, the American dream. And today, around 70 million people are living with food stamps. Minimum wages. But you can go also to older countries like India, where you have a caste system that people are really trained over years, programmed over years. You belong to a lower caste. You're only good enough to cleaning toilets. What a great idea, implement that in the brains. Then you have workers all the time. Then you have slaves. I grew up, was trained also in this thinking, and made a lot of mistakes with myself, not only with other people. And I learned through the experience of my body. If you see, the brain is my government, and all my body cells are the people, the employees, if I see it as a company. And I didn't take care really about them. I misused them for what I call the happiness or the importance, what my brain thought was important. And what happened? If you misuse people in a country and you look at history, every dictatorship needs more and more control and power. And it's more and more fear that some people act different. And the more you control the people, the less productive, less wealth you have with the people. So in my case, the more dictatorship for my body, less wealth, happiness for my cells, my body cells. So I went really sick. And I needed to learn when I really want to have a happy, good, fit life, I need to take care that all my body cells can be in best shape. And then I learned the same thing in a company. I was once a tax lawyer, I had a tax accounting company, a law office, financial advisor. I was so full of stress. And I stressed everybody because of my fear, doing things wrong, how to do it. Was not capable to really talk from the heart. I always needed to keep up my facade for the company, for myself. Gosh, what a stress. So my body suffered and the company suffered in the end because I suffered as a leader. When I changed all this for myself and the company, suddenly, and look at your body, if you give your liver the best chance to be the best liver she can be, give your kidney the best possibilities, your feet, your heart, all your organs, the best environment, wow, what an incredible life you can have. And a lot of leadership, if you look at Branson or Buffett, they teach hire good people and then get out of the way. I learned a lot from Warren Buffett, how he is running his companies. No, he's not really running the companies. He is buying cultures. And he has in his Berkshire holding not one person taking care, really, of all the 70 companies they own. So what does it really mean? Bruce Lipton made the discovery as a scientist when he was studying cells that the brain is not really in the core of the cell. It's more on the outside, on the membrane. So what does it mean really? It means that we need to get a different understanding who should run and do things. If you don't have the receptors really for whatever is on the outside and the good stuff, it doesn't go into the cells. You can't control the cells. 100,000 processes. You can't control it. Nature made it over millions of years by themselves. So one of my basic beliefs is if you create the right environment, every plant will grow to the sun, to the light. If you create the right environment in a company, you have the chance that everybody really developed to the best they can be. And there was once a book, In Search of Excellence, and it said, okay, if you create a trust culture, except maybe that 8% there you can't trust. But 92% will build this extraordinary company, this excellence company. And if you look at sports, super sports teams, you don't win the Super Bowl or the Champions League or whatever if the players don't trust each other, if they fight each other, if the ego's in front. And as we always see, you don't get this done simply by paying players. If you have the highest paid players, but they don't work as a team, they don't have the team spirit. The spirit, again, something not 3D level. If they don't have the team spirit, they're really not winning. So we need to create something on the 3D level. So what is a society system for the future? A system what's serving the culture is serving people and protecting the culture and holding the vision where we want to go. But then governments need the vision for an extraordinary future for the people. not just win this war, get out of debt. That is really short thinking, often simply ego thinking. We will, in other shows, explain more about what it really means. And then we come to companies, organizations. And we need a lot of things, 180-degree different thinking, turnaround. Like I say, this old Kaiser land, and I see it clearly in Western Europe. I'm born as a German, Germany, lived in Germany. It was a Kaiser land. It is really top down, and still the government can mess up and nobody takes him responsible. Is this really what we want? Companies come from the same level. Companies have mainly a CEO, a chief officer. Because when the organization grew bigger, nobody, because there were no business schools 2,000 years ago, who can run a bigger organization? And then they looked at the armies and said, oh, there are people who can do that. And so officers came into the companies and the organizations. And that's why we still have these military thinking, military language. It is about market shares, well, expanding and winning. It's about winning and losing and fighting and competition. We need to win. We need to be better. It's still win-lose thinking. If we turn it around, then companies will be there to solve problems for the people. Years ago, I wrote a book, The Best is Yet to Come. And it's exactly that said, to have an extraordinary future for the humans, for humanity, we need to change the thinking. How do companies solve problems for people? But what do we have now? People are there to solve the problems for the company. Look at the financial crisis, look at these, and yet people are misused. Hired, fired. We talk about human capital, like money capital. You lose money, you make money, you lose people, you make people. What is it really all about? I had an interview 2008 with Muhammad Yunus. He got a Peace Nobel Prize because he is the creator of what we call the microcredit. And there are so many lessons in it. And I was so blessed having a 50-minute interview 2008 with him on my, today I would say, YouTube or TV channel. And you can find this interview on YouTube today, Two Against Poverty. And this 15 minutes changed my life. Because I got not only the frequency of this wonderful human, also a different understanding of a lot of things. For example, he is against classical charity. When we program no profit, gosh, what should happen? And his purpose is bringing people back their dignity and their dignity. And he started it with seeing women working hard. They created a basket, but they didn't have the material, So they were working for a guy who brought the material, they made the basket, and the guy made the big profit. So he got the idea, with little money that they can buy the materials themselves, he could change a lot. And he gave first the money to the man. Because of the culture, you don't give it there to the woman, you give it to the men. Failed totally because the men used the money for something else. They loved this kind of hierarchy. They loved the culture. They didn't want to change the culture. So then he thought, okay, I need to break some rules and give the money directly to the woman. What happened? It failed again. First of all, they were not educated enough. Then they were not strong enough to deal it, had trouble with men or whatever. It didn't work. But how could he end up really having big success with this idea and creating a bank, the Grameen Bank, with thousands of women owning it? He came up with the idea, five women get a loan, but the group, everyone in this group, is responsible for every single loan.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What does it mean? If we as group feel responsible for a result, we create the results. If you say, oh, it's just your problem, it's your problem, we don't care. We had it in sports as well. I'm a German, so we loved soccer. And in the beginning, 30, 40 years ago, those who made the goal got a bonus. Only the one who got the goal. Got the bonus. Only one got the bonus. So what happened? A lot of ego. So they were fighting each other who had the chance to get the bonus. And in the end, no good results. Today, everybody on the team get the bonus. And when Germany won the world championship, in Brazil, it was not only the players, it was a whole team. The massage therapist, everybody got a bonus when they were winning. So a whole team. So look at your body. Isn't it theoretically a natural idea that all cells should grow and get the bonus, not only a few cells. So companies are there to solve problems for the people. And companies should have a different understanding about who is king. I grew up with customer is king. And then I learned from successful entrepreneurs, no, not the customer. My people are the most important. And it happened also here in Germany. We had the big war, and entrepreneur says, oh, yeah, you can take my factory. That's not the biggest problem. You can even take all the customers. Not a big problem. As long as I have my people, we build again. So how do we handle this in the modern business world? Do we see objects or do we see people? And therefore, Yunus' idea is we need to have companies. We need to have competition. We don't want laziness, but we need in a lot of areas more a not-for-profit. We don't do it to make profit for a few people. Purpose before profit. We make profit, yes, to be better for the purpose. And the purpose is helping people, bringing humanity forward. So company should invest in research, create new things, develop things further, and society should just take care of the culture that this is possible. So now I can say, give the feeling, my finger points to companies, to society. But guess what? Who is running the government, who is running a company? It's us, the humans. So what do we need to change to be these extraordinary humans who could run companies like that? Having employees like that, having a society system like that. It is like in a sports team. Everybody is responsible for the result. Everybody. And if we understand morphogenetic fields, and if we understand it's not only what we do, it's what we think, what creates this collective subconscious, and that we easily run by this field. Because if we're growing up in the US or growing up in Germany or growing up in Afghanistan, well, we grow up in a totally different culture and we behave easily like that. We don't need to be taught, really. We just move in the field. If you're not conscious enough and in a group of people who is that, you feel sadness. If you're conscious enough, not conscious enough, and there's happy people, you easily adapt to happiness. It's like water, the cold drop and the hot drop, in the hot water, the hot drop and the cold water adjusts directly. But we humans have the capacity with this extraordinary possibility of consciousness that we can stay happy even if we go in a group where people are sad. Realizing I am not my emotion. I can decide how do I feel. And that's their sadness. It's not my sadness. I can be sad and they are all happy because it's their happiness. I have my sadness. This is the power we have. And that's what we need to change, that we use it consciously. What I think influences the world. When I grew up, I thought, I don't care what my neighbor thinks. Today, I'm aware that it's very important because they all create the energy field. And in a democratic system, who is electing the people in the government, my neighbors also. And I don't want to say we all have to have the same belief. There are different ways to roam. Like Dalai Lama says, it's great that we have different religions, but we need ritual for the same goal. If all at the core of religions, the great religions, you find the peace, the nirvana, the heaven, going to love and peace, then it doesn't really matter which way you take to Rome. But we shouldn't fight if people take a different way to Rome, a different street. And we should have competition, like Yunus also said, what we believe is the best way to really show the world, here is a better way, that other people can decide, okay, then I follow this technique. But we as humans need to accept that we are responsible for our life. Not something on the outside. Like the Earthling and Jesus on the park bench. Really understanding it's not about someone else. Jesus said, hey, you have all the power. Why you allow it? And to say this, Anthony Robbins always says, the quality of your life depends on what you tolerate. So it's not the bad guys on planet Earth who are the big problem. The problem are those who tolerate the bad guys. But it's not about blaming here. It's just about the awareness, because most people feel more in this victim mood. We can't change anything. Dalai Lama says, oh, if you think you can't change anything, think about a little mosquito when you want to sleep. You can do a lot of things. Victor Hugo said, 5 people can change the world. So if we understand more, if more people can agree and see the beauty and get out of fighting, like we often heard, don't fight an existing system, create a new one which makes the old obsolete. So that needs to kind of unify those who go in direction. Joe Dispenza, Lynn McTaggart, everybody talks about intention fields. So the more we get together, that's what we dream of, we call it Winspiration Day. One day a year, we use the 7th of May to focus from the morning to the beginning exactly on our capacity to love, to be alive, to understand that we have so much more potential than we go for yet. That fear, different than danger, that fear is an illusion. And that we understand the power, even if you look at quantum physics, that the observer can create and decide the outcome. So, what future do we want? Can we think the extraordinary? Can we think really something what we can't really imagine yet? No, it's hard work. In Germany, I say, if you go in Germany 150, 200 years back and would explain 200 years to someone what poorness means 2022 in Germany, poor are those people who have their own apartment, they have their own toilet, they have water there they can heat. They're protected from storms and everything. They get food. They don't need to go in the woods to get food. They get money to buy, and there are shops where you get it, or you can even have delivery service that brings you food. And you have a colored TV. You have a phone. That's all what poor people have. That's poor in the Western world. But even if you go to other countries, South Africa, if you go to see ghettos or somewhere else, you see a lot of antennas there. Nobody 200 years ago could believe that. They couldn't even understand what is TV, what is an own toilet. So, if we understand what meta-human means, what it means epigenetic, what we can change with ourselves, what Homo Deus needs, as we really are on the way from animal to mass consciousness to aspiration and going further to discipline, and to mastery in life. And that is what we want to share more and more here. That we are humans are so blessed, and that's so different than animals. Animals can be totally perfect. Like Sadhguru said, a tiger can be so perfect, but he has not many possibilities to change his life, his evolution. We have the possibility to really create the life. Jobs we don't want to have, let's technique do it, not lower castes. We are all humans. We need to get an understanding for weak you, from IQ to weak you, a weak culture, out of win-lose, or even worse, lose-lose, what a lot of people and countries are doing. And maybe you remember the film with Michael Douglas, I guess, about the divorce, and it was really a lose-lose film. Gosh, how crazy is that? And it's really about consciousness. Where a problem is a solution. So if we all really want the extraordinary future, if we all want really a win-win life, then we can create it. At least theoretically, it's possible. If it will happen, the future is open, we together decide. So let's get out of illusions. Start thinking, why do I believe that? Do I really have proof for it? Byron Katie always turned it around. Do you have proof? 100%? 120% proof? Where do you come to your conclusions? Where do you have proof or not? Stop all fantasy. Get real. And in first moment, it's maybe painful to get real. Because if you get false beliefs through survival techniques, there's a lot of disappointment. The world is suddenly totally different. But if you see the real world, the truth sets you free. And then you can create it. And the most successful companies, they work on, are we really clear? We want no fantasy. Elon Musk would never get the rockets really in the air if he would fantasize and just dreaming. But if we face the hard facts, we can create whatever we want. And this should be for all of us inspiring, even if it needs changes. But we know if we want to have it better, we need change. We need even a new world order. Don't be afraid about a new world order. We need a new world order, but an order for an extraordinary future. And you need to be part of it. So it's not about just first growing money and material stuff. It's first growing wisdom. Have more wisdom. That's why we want to bring you here wisdom and information about the extraordinary future. And together, we can create it. And I believe more than 100% that we all as humans have the capacity to do it. But it's nothing for one. It is for us all, for the weak you world. That's why we do this, and we want you to be part of it. Thank you for listening so far, and I hope you're interested and curious of the shows to come, when we have special guests who show the possibilities for our extraordinary future. And be assured, the best is yet to come. This was another episode of Winspiration, Wisdom and Information to support you getting out of illusions, false identifications, limiting beliefs. We all have the power and potential to be more, do more, have more, give more. Reality is what is possible in the universe, and the best is yet to come. If you want to dive deeper into possibilities of creating the extraordinary future, go to winspiration.global or to wolfgangsonnenburg.com. More information and some free downloads like the email program Dream Goals Reality or a copy of the book The Best Is Yet To Come can be found on the UK Health Radio website under the Listen on Demand and Presenters section. Join us again next week on the Winspiration Show for more wisdom and information to create your extraordinary future.